The Fed decision has come and gone, and in the end, as per our Wednesday special report, there was little room for stocks to push much higher and the U.S. dollar to extend declines. In fact, the net result was a Fed that paused as widely expected, but at the same time failed to deliver the type of dovish message the market was looking for, as per the dot plot showing higher rates looking further out, including two more rate hikes this year. At this stage, the reaction has been rather mild, though we are starting to see some profit-taking in stocks off yearly highs and renewed demand for the U.S. dollar into Thursday. Also, perhaps weighing on sentiment a bit as the day gets going is a round of discouraging economic data out of China, as highlighted by retail sales, industrial production, growth in fixed asset investment, property investment, and the unemployment rate in the 16 to 24 age group. Earlier today, Aussie employment data came in strong, while New Zealand growth data was a letdown, showing New Zealand slipping into a technical recession. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar ahead come from Eurozone trade, Canada housing starts, the ECB policy decision, Canada manufacturing sales, U.S. retail sales, New York Empire State manufacturing, the Philly Fed initial jobless claims, industrial production, and business inventories. That's all for now.